This is Dr. Oliveira dictating in September 11 of the year 2024. The patient's name is Clifford Hangley. The last name is H-A-N-G, like in golf, L like in Lima, E like in Echo, Y like in Yankee. The Clifford is C-L-I-F-F-O-R-D. This is a clinical case of a 74-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the CKD stage 3B. The reason for this CKD is loss of kidney mass. The patient had a nephrectomy in the left side because of renal cell carcinoma. The patient has been followed on a regular basis and there is no evidence of relapse. All this surgery has been done at the Moffitt Cancer Center and he follows there regularly. The patient comes today with a laboratory workup that was done on September 5th of 2024. The serum creatinine is 1.82. The BUN is 27. The glucose is 84. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. Albumin is 4.1 and liver function tests are within normal limits. The hemoglobin is 13, and in the urinalysis, the sediment is negative, and he has a trace of protein. The quantification of the protein was 66 milligrams per gram of creatinine. It has been very, very stable. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. He continues to take the amlodipine. Following number, the patient has minimal proteinuria, as mentioned and stated before. Following number, the patient has Crohn's disease. In 2020, he had a partial resection of the colon that was successful, and he is being followed, and the patient was changed to infusions on Remicade every 8 weeks. He has been experiencing some chest discomfort. When we talk about the chest discomfort, this could be a side effect of the administration of the Remicade. He was seen in the past by a cardiologist, Dr. Arcenas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S, and I am asking Mr. Hanley to discuss these chest pains with Dr. Maxwell to see whether or not it is necessary to refer him back to cardiology. Following number, the patient has benign prostatic hypertrophy without obstruction. He has hyperlipidemia. Following number, hyperlipidemia, total cholesterol, 150, HDL is 50. Triglycerides 145 and LDL cholesterol is 75. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that has been addressed with Ventolin. Stiolto Respimat. Stiolto is Stiolto, and Respimat, Respimat, inhalations. The patient uses Flonase as well, and so far has been compensated. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation, the vitamin D level is adequate, more than 30. And the following number, vitamin D12 deficiency, that is also on supplementation. Overall, the patient is very much stable. And because of the complexity of the disease, we are going to follow him in 6 months with laboratory workup. I spent 12 minutes reviewing the lab, as well as the past history and the treatment. In the face-to-face, 18 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.